hope too early for a bye, in your opinion, after you guys played so well against the Raiders, or where do you stand on that?
One more time, you're breaking up.
Yeah, a little too early for a bye for you guys after you played so well against the Raiders, or did it come at a good time?
Well, it's funny, that question kind of got tossed around here before. I guess it depends on how you look at the season. Do you consider the season a start of the regular season? Do you consider the season start of preseason games, start of camp? I mean, there's a lot of different ways to look at it, but, I think, for us as a team, it came right on time, and we had some guys who were a little banged up who, got an opportunity to get another week to get healthy, and, now they're, matriculating back into the field, and, I said it's good for them to get back on there because they're big parts of our team, so, I think it came at a good time, guys, flying back from across the Atlantic, got a little time to rest, see your family, and get ready for the last part of the season.
Cameron, what do you think you guys have been doing really well on defense so far?
Well, I think, for the most part, going on the field, we've, had a decent time getting after the ball as far as getting turnovers, getting after the quarterback, but I think another area we have to work on is just being consistent. We've got a lot of things well, but you got to do it all the time. You can't stop the run one game and then, give up 100 yards the next. I mean, it's kind of, this league doesn't work where you play up and down, up and down. You got to play at the high level each week, week in and week out if you want to kind of, have your season go through the way you want it to. So, just being consistent is something that we've definitely been working on even in the bye week. But I think when we do that, we've shown that we can play at a high level. We just got to do it, all the time.
What's it like playing for Coach Philbin?
Coach Philbin is great. He's a lot of fun. He's one of those guys who, after getting to know him a little bit, obviously first few meetings, you might not really be able to put your thumb on it. But he's a guy who, when it's time to play, we play, we have a good time. When it's time to work, we work. So he's definitely a detail-oriented guy, a guy who, take care of the little things and the big things take care of himself. So, he's a guy that I definitely enjoy playing for, and I know I can speak for most of the guys in the locker room when I say that.
Has he talked about his time with the Packers at all this past week?
No, I haven't heard him speak anything about it. I think that's more because I don't really think it really matters what happened then or what they're doing. It's about what we're doing, what we're going to do. And that's kind of the stance we've taken, not with the team, not only with the team, but just the defense as well. We got to go out there and play our game. And when we do, we usually, have a good outing. So, it says more about us and not about them. We just got to go out there and play our game.
Cameron, what's tougher? I mean, chasing just a running quarterback or an extender the way Aaron, he doesn't really look to run, but the way he extends, it may be more problematic, or is it?
All things that, I guess, change the standards in the pocket and throw are can be problematic. Like I said, whether they extend and throw or they take off and run, I mean, either way, there's a possibility to end up with a first down, and that's obviously what you're trying to eliminate. And as far as, the defensive player, so, we've faced running quarterbacks, we've faced pocket quarterbacks, and we've faced, quarterbacks, like I said, who, maybe don't take off and run, but, maybe you'll just get into a point where they can throw open the window up and move the ball down the field. So, whatever situation it is, whatever the quarterback style is, as a defensive front or defense as a whole, you got to make sure that you're on top of your keys, rush together, integrity of the pocket, keep that all kind of, at the top of your priority list so that, as a whole, you can be successful on the field.
What do you think of the way Lacy runs?
It's another week in the NFL where you got an NFL caliber running back who's, running the ball downhill hard. We face guys, who in the past few weeks who run the ball well, just like he does. But very rarely that you're gonna, face a team where the guy toting the ball is not gonna be a guy who, can take yards a big chunk. So we gotta make sure again that, our integrity is, not compromised and don't open up seams and holes so that he finds him and hurts your defense. So it's just, again, another week in NFL.
What do you remember about your game here back in 2010?
I remember we won. I think that was the Super Bowl year, I guess. But it was one of those games where, it takes everybody. It takes everybody's effort, and again, this is not And I tell guys all the time, this is not where, you know, a league where you can just throw your hat in the ring and you're going to just come out with a W. And you're going to take all you have, all you got, and every guy. And I remember back, though, that was one of those games where it was a dogfight. And, you know, we ended up pulling it out at the end. So I don't think this game is going to be a game where either team lays down. It's going to be a fight. And, you know, the team that wants it more, the team that makes more plays is going to be the team that ends up on top.
Cameron, you got one against New England. Do you feel this division is finally balancing out a little bit?
You know, it's hard to say balancing out. I mean, I think crazy is enough as you hear. You look around the league, any given week, you know, the teams that are in this division, they, you know, can play to the top of their game. They beat teams all around the league. And every time we play each other, you know, there's no homecoming game, so to speak. It's not like we play the Jets or the Bills or, you know, it's just New England, whoever. It's going to be, you know, a stat game or whatever guys like to call it. It's going to be a game where you got to go out there and you have to play your butt off. I mean, you're just crazy enough. You look at it, the last two times we played New England, we beat them. And the last two times Buffalo played us, they beat us. I mean, and I don't even know what the series is with the Jets, but I know every time we play them, it's always a dogfight. So, you know, every time you go in this division, we play a game, it's going to be one of those games that, you know, it's going to take all you got.
You had 3 sacks in your game here a few years ago. I guess that's one of your, probably your bigger games early in your career. I guess what I'm getting at is, could you have imagined all this a few years ago? I mean, you had a kind of a quiet career at Penn State, you went to Canada and all that. I mean, could you have imagined the success that you had way back then?
Imagine it, definitely could imagine it. I've always been, you know, I guess itching for the opportunity all the way back then when I was, you know, whether it's at home, sitting on mom's couch or in Canada, you know, I just wanted somebody to give me a shot. And, you know, I always said if I went out there and I fell flat on my face and I couldn't make a play and I got blocked, at least I would have known, hey, I gave my all and I didn't make it. But, you know, in my heart of hearts, I knew that I could play this game. And I just, you know, was glad that, you know, obviously Miami Dolphins and the organization gave me a shot to show everybody what I could do. And, you know, I promised myself I wouldn't look back. So, you know, in my dreams, I definitely, you know, dreamt about these kind of and opportunities and the moments that I've had over the past few years, and I'm definitely blessed and grateful to, you know, have had that.
What did everybody miss?
You said what
did everybody miss back then?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure, obviously, you know, everybody says hindsight 2020, and, you know, obviously looking back, it's not like I went somewhere off in a cave and turned into this, you know, ultimate defensive weapon that, you know, that I am now. I just feel like, you know, again, that opportunity, you know, maybe whatever scouts, whatever, you know, GMs they were looking for, it wasn't me at the time, but, you know, I always felt, even in 05 when I came out, I could do everything anybody else that came out ahead of me did. And even now, I look around and the guys that came out in front of me back in 05, you know, where are they now? So it's, I always talked about it. You know, it's not where you start, it's where you finish. And, you know, I'm glad for the journey and the obstacles that were placed in front of me for me to overcome. And, you know, I said, here I am still standing today where a lot of guys who, you know, were the guys and the main, you know, hype guys back then, they're sitting at home. Back when I was sitting at home in 05, now I'm, you know, here playing.
You know, Aaron Rodgers has talked about a bunch of times that, you know, he had to go to the junior college route out of high school, and, you know, he famously waited for, you know, several hours on draft to get picked. And he says it's a chip on his shoulder. Does that still drive you, or are you long since past all that?
Well, the thing that you're speaking about has a lot of different names, whether it's a chip, whether it's hunger, whether it's that fire, whatever it is, it's definitely there. And, again, I said it has a lot of different names, but, you know, you go out and, you know, I wasn't even drafted, then got picked up and got cut, and I sat at home for a whole season, so I had plenty of time to, you know, kind of let that marinate and fester inside me, and when I did get the opportunity, you know, I told myself I'd take the bull by the horns and ride it till, you know, till it's dead, and, you know, I still feel that way. Every day I'm going to go out in the field, I'm blessed and I'm honored to be able to have the opportunity at the same time. You know, I still every day go out there and prove myself, you know, prove to myself every day in and day out, whether it's I'm going to beat this guy across me in the pass rush, this guy can't block me, you know, that desire that doesn't matter what obstacles in my way, literal or figuratively, you know, I'm going to overcome that, you know, or I'm going to die trying. So, you know, whether you want to call it a chip or fire or hunger or whatever, or not being complacent. Yeah, I still have it, you know, humble and all.